It's that time again for Wheat Tour 2018, and I spent yesterday evening in Colby at the wrap-up meeting for day one. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. And I got to spend the evening with many of the tour participants at their wrap-up meeting. My role at the wrap-up meeting is kind of give them an overview of what you, the farmers, have been dealing with the wheat crop, and kind of give them an idea of what to expect as they're continuing on their tour. And so it's interesting, the participants that are part of Wheat Tour 2018. We have a very interesting cross-section of folks. We have millers and bakers, we have grain traders, we have the media, and just a unique group. Some of them that are participating: ADM Milling, Ardent Mills, Schmuckers, Bartlett Grain, General Mills, Milling and Baking News, Bloomberg, Reuters, and there is even a gentleman who does some grain trading in China who joined us all the way across to come to Kansas to go on the wheat tour. So a very interesting group of folks. What happens on the wheat tour is they all meet in Manhattan on Monday evening to kind of get an overview of what to expect as they're moving across the state of Kansas. And then on Tuesday morning, they are all assigned a car and they get in with their driver and make their way across the state. And so there's actually about 90 tour participants each, and there are six different routes that are traveled. And so each car is assigned some two or three participants, is assigned a route, and is asked to make somewhere between 15 and 20 stops across the state of Kansas. Well, across the north central portion and northwest portions of Kansas for day one. So they leave Manhattan on Tuesday morning, end the day on Tuesday in Colby for the wrap-up meeting, which is what I got to participate in last night. This morning they will be leaving Colby, making their way through southwest Kansas and ending the day in Wichita. And then on Thursday they will start from Wichita and end the day in Manhattan. And so a lot of stops, a lot of drive time across the state of Kansas to really get a good look at this Kansas wheat crop. And so there is part of each car, there is an agronomist or someone who knows a lot about wheat to be able to help them wrap their minds around and make sure that their calculations are correct. And so one of the questions I always get is how do they estimate wheat yields? And so I posted the link to the publication that they are using. It's called Estimating Wheat Yields. I have it on our website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. So that's a good place to go look. If you guys are wanting to estimate your wheat yields, you can use the exact same formulas as they are. And so what their estimated wheat yield for day one, so north central, northwest Kansas, was 38.2 bushels per acre. Let me say that again. For day one, the estimated yield is 38.2 bushels per acre. That was an average that was derived from 317 stops. That estimate is actually down from last year's yield estimate for day one, and that was 43 bushel per acre. Overwhelmingly, I would tell you, as everyone was reporting in from their cars, they thought the calculated yield was going to be higher than what the actual yield would be, or what they were eyeballing their yields to be. And that was because they were finding dry conditions, they're finding short, thin wheat, and wheat that is behind in development, you know, somewhere between 2 and 3 weeks behind in wheat development. And so overwhelmingly, they thought the 38.2 was probably an overestimate of what the wheat yields would end up being. It's going to be interesting to hear what they have for an estimated wheat yield for tomorrow night, because tomorrow they'll be working their way through southwest Kansas, which if you look at the drought monitor, that's been the hardest hit by drought. If you see any folks out on the tour tomorrow, feel free to stop and say hello and answer some questions for them, because they might have some questions for you, or you can question them on what they're finding out in the field. I also have a picture of the tour routes, so you can go online and see those at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy on Facebook or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie. If you have any questions, you can get a hold of me at K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in St. Francis, Goodland, and Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.